joined
if
by,
you need help.
I'm joined by Ashita Sengupta, although it sounds like she's not on the line again, but we're going to give her a call back. Now, essentially, the National Academy of Social Insurance just released this new report saying that that the use of or the cost of compensation, workers' compensation benefits for companies has come down quite dramatically to levels we haven't seen in a while. That's mostly due to the fact that there are simply less workers in the economy. But what I'm going to talk to Ashita about, if she calls back here, we're going to talk about why here in Michigan there's actually been an increase in the compensation benefits. Now, I have to admit, I'm not an expert of any kind when it comes to these kinds of benefits, and it can get fairly technical, which is ultimately why Ashita would be the expert to discuss this. The report found that not only the key on the report is the companies are now paying a lot less for workers' compensation benefits. And in fact, I think Ashita joins us now. Welcome to the program, Ashita.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on. Ashita is the a workers' compensation research associate at the National Academy for Social Insurance. Now, I've mentioned the fact that we are seeing less workers, and that means less worker compensation benefits. So how is it that in some states, including Michigan, which saw an over 7% increase in 2009, the cost of these benefits are actually going up?
Right. There are a couple of states who have experienced an increase in benefit, including Michigan. And one of the conditions is that worker benefits received in 2009 may be due to injuries received in earlier years. So that is one of the conditions that may see that's the reason we may see a rise in some states.
And when you look at the overall national trend, then where are we heading when it comes to worker compensation benefits and the related costs?
In the nation as a whole, we do the employer costs to the employers for providing workers' compensation as a whole, and we see that over the last couple of years we have seen a decline in the employer costs. And in 2009, this is one of the lowest ever employer cost. That is, the decline has been 7.6%, which is the largest ever.
How significant are the costs when it comes to worker compensation benefits for companies? I mean, can the related price tag be enough to really hamper a business?
Well, it has been an economic downturn. So it is one of the reasons that we see a big decrease in covered workers and covered wages. And I also need to point out that this is one of the largest declines in the last two decades.
I see. The largest decline in what?
In covered employment.
I see. And that's basically due to the fact that we were seeing such a high unemployment rate?
In the decline in employment rate, yes.
And so what happens if a worker's job is eliminated due to company downsizing while they're receiving benefits? Are they cut off?
No. The workers' compensation, even if they are laid off, if they are being paid workers' compensation while they were in the job, they do receive till the term gets over.
I understand. Now, how thorough would you say the process of evaluating the real inability of a worker to remain on the job is? I mean, does it allow for benefits to be granted? Is it a thorough process that really doesn't allow any kind of fraud to occur when it comes to someone saying that they simply can't work?
That is for the insurance companies to say. For us, as a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank, our research only includes how much benefits are paid out. Whether we cannot conclude from our data that it is fraud or not.
Has there been any significant changes to the benefit structure in recent years to limit them in order to restrain some of the costs?
states have gone through various kinds of reforms for in order to make the eligibility conditions tougher. California is a big example where there have been huge reforms for workers' compensation.
I see. Wow. Rashida, we're actually losing you. For a moment, I thought you were going to come back, but it sounds like you're almost gone. Well, let me try one more question. In terms of the data, then, is there anything that is of interest in the sense that it sounds like basically we're seeing a parallel between less jobs and less worker compensation benefits? Is it that simple?
Basically, yes. Basically, that is true. If you have lesser workers who are employed, obviously there will be lesser wages that will be paid out. However, this is also true that just because in 2009 there may have been many workers who are laid off, the workers' compensation benefits that are paid may be due to workers who received injury in the previous years.
I see, which you said that's likely what happened here in Michigan, where we saw
right.
an over 7% increase. In fact, we were one of the top states, weren't we, when it comes to workers' compensation benefits?
Michigan may have experienced a big decline in their, a big increase in their benefits, and it is one of the couple of states who have experienced, that is one of the 24 states who have experienced a higher benefits. But it is difficult to rank states accordingly because each state has different industry mix, and hence the injury rate is different because each state has different proportion of high-risk industries.
Difficult
to rank industry states according to that.
And I wonder which industries would you say then are the ones where we see the vast majority of worker compensation claims coming out of? I'm going to guess we just lost Ashita. So, look, it's a cell connection, and that's how it works sometimes. Sometimes they hold on, sometimes they don't. But I do want to thank Ashita Sengupta. She is the a Workers' Compensation Research Associate at the National Academy of Social Insurance. And we'll be right back to wrap up the program. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS.